One thing that teachers can do is spend time to define different words. So the word respect, what does that mean for each individual? And how can those different definitions be shared and encapsulated within a specific rule? One person may define respect as keeping your hands and feet to yourself, whereas another student can define it as in not talking while the teacher is talking. And so being able to hear all of the students' beliefs and being able to create something that is comprehensive enough that all students feel heard throughout. Another word could be engagement. What does it look like for these students to engage? Some students may want to shout out their answers. Other students may want raised hands. And so providing spaces for each of those types of students to be able to participate in the activity without it being a detriment to others, and being able to find compromises throughout that allow all students to feel like they're in a safe learning environment so that they can learn and grow as much as possible. Students often just want to be heard, and I think the teacher has an obligation to provide the student's voice in the classroom and be able to build an environment based off of their needs rather than focusing specifically on what the teacher wants to accomplish.